Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by Gary Gray attended early shows by The Saints and Radio Birdman in Melbourne, experiences that helped shape his musical direction while he was already singing in seminal proto-punk bands Reels and Negatives. In 1982, Gary recruited Mark Ferry to form Sacred Cowboys, soon receiving the ultimate accolade when Molly Meldrum deemed them the worst band he'd seen in 5 years. After their single Nothing Grows in Texas was performed on the ABC TV music show Countdown. Sacred Cowboys went on to release 6 studio albums, numerous singles, and the warmly received compilation Cowboy Logic in 2024. Dr. Gonzo has hosted Gary Gray on several occasions on 3CR's And This One's Introduced By, a program that provides artists with space to introduce themselves, their albums, and each track in their own words. These appearances have included Gary presenting We Mainline Dreamers, the album he recorded with Edward Clayton Jones, as well as the Sacred Cowboys Cowboy Logic compilation. Gary Gray and the Sixth Circle also played a live-to-air broadcast on Planet X, live in the studio. Sacred Cowboys now return with a brand new album, due in February 2026, a 12-track tour de force titled In the Manifesto, released by Torn and Frayed in Australia and Beast Records in Europe. The live launch takes place at the Tote on Valentine's Day with Roller One and DJ Mike Mulholland. We love you, of course we do. Gary Gray is here with Dr. Gonzo to present the album In the Manifesto on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Hello there, I'm Gary Gray from Sacred Cowboys this time round, and here to introduce our new album, which is called In the Manifesto. Sacred Cowboys have been around in various incarnations since 1982, but this is our first album probably for around 15, 16 or 17 years or something like that. The last one was Cold Harvest, which came out on Bang Records in Spain. And prior to that, we had Trouble from Providence, which came out on Citadel Records, Normal Records in Germany, Hitchhike in Greece. That one sort of went around a bit everywhere. Prior to that, we had our first album, self-titled, which came out on the French New Rose label, and we were also signed to White Label in there for a period of time. And this new lineup is brought about by a chat with Mark Ferry. Would you like to, you know, do another Sacred Cowboys album? And Mark had made friends with Tim Dean, who's worked with Ron Pino in The Superstitions, and Anthony Payne and Damien Fitzgerald, who are all part of a band called Sore Eyes, and they're kind of well-known around the traps in Melbourne. And I guess a typical sort of rock and roll story, we thought that we didn't know how many shows we'd do or where it would go, but we had the rehearsal where everything clicked. And pretty quickly in the rehearsal, taking the band through early Cowboys material, because I'd at that point just released a Sacred Cowboys anthology. This is about a year ago, I think. And So we learned a lot of the early material, but it wasn't long before we started improvising. I think our first show we started improvising what became a song called The Psychedelic Shooter, which is on this album. And very quickly we started, each time we'd rehearse, we started building on the material we were writing. I've written with everyone in the band for this album, and in various ways that you do these days, sometimes exchanging files by message on computer, or sometimes together in the rehearsal room or individually. And very, very easily, I think, with everybody. And I think also everyone in the band having diverse set of musical experiences, I think we were perfectly suited to each other because we'd all tried different forms of music and all had our own solo projects and so forth over the years. That culminated in us spending, I suppose, after we formed, probably about 12 months writing, and then we went into Sound Park when we felt we had enough songs for an album and songs that we thought were all great. And we took those into Sound Park Studios, where Idge was brilliant in that recording process, and also had a few ideas to contribute to what we did. So by, I think, the end of August, we'd finished recording. We did the mixing. Mikey Young did the mastering. So the vinyl is at the factory now, being pressed as we speak. We're doing the launch for the album in February on Valentine's Day, so bring your submachine guns. We're doing the launch on the 14th of February with Roller One, who are Fitzroyalty, so Mike Mulholland will be DJ that night. Yeah, it'll be another memorable event from the fabulous Sacred Cowboys. Once again, I shouldn't assume that everyone automatically knows where the Sacred Cowboys will be doing their launch, and it will be at the Tote Hotel in Collingwood, in Johnson Street to be precise. And so we look forward to all of Melbourne arriving there on the 14th of February on Valentine's Day. With or without submachine guns, it's how you see Valentine's Day, I guess, is a very subjective thing. The dress code, funky but chic. So now I'm going to spend a little bit of time taking you through the album that we have just finished recording. And so it's In the Manifesto is the title of the album. The first track that we have for you is called Said the Spirit, and I guess this one is pretty much like the band. You know, we're kind of a moody kind of rock band, I guess you'd call us, and catapulted onto national television on the Countdown show. But we have come a long way since then, and our songs have evolved a lot since the days of Nothing Grows in Texas and Hell Sucks. I think the transformation period was really for the Cold Harvest album, where we really, kind of went into the bunker with the band. And I think what really any real band does is look to itself for its inspiration and encouragement, and not outside. And I actually think that spirit is manifest in this band as well, in this version of the Sacred Cowboys. You know, it's very much each of us works for the song that we're writing. So it's what makes each song work for us. And I think it's a little bit like if you're in the airliner and the cabin depressurizes and you're supposed to grab the mask for yourself first, right? I think, it's the only way to be. And Said the Spirit is the first song on the album, and I wrote that one with Tim Dean. Of course, you know, when I say that, it's probably fair to say that the band actually wrote everything together. There's a lot of exchange of ideas in every song that's on the record, and, you know, everyone kind of contributing something unique to it. So the first song on this record is called Said the Spirit, and as I said, written by Tim and myself. I guess the overall overarching idea here is possibly described in the outro, where I have the outro being, "The old world is dying and the new world struggles to be born. Now is the time of monsters, an eye for an eye, tooth, fang and claw." I have to thank Gramsci for some of the inspiration there. The song is talking a lot about, early on in the song we have, "Feel the tightening of the shackles, way too much freedom in the air, now everyone's turned against it, from the river to the deep blue sea." So that gives you the idea about what that song's about. And if you can't work it out from there, well, you know, hey, what can I say? But this one's a straight ahead rock song, and, you know, quite powerful. So I hope you enjoy it. The second song on this album I wrote with Mark Ferry, and it's called Kool-Aid on the Rocks. And I think that, you know, following on from the first song, this, I suppose, came to me from watching Buñuel's film En Andalusia, I think it's pronounced, Andalusian Dogs or something. But there's that notion of the scene where they cut the eye, you know, like slowly with the razor blade. And so that leads me into a chorus where they're itching to kill all over the land, Buñuel's alive, it's cocktail time, Kool-Aid on the rocks, drink Kool-Aid on the rocks. So with no further ado, we invite you to drink the Kool-Aid with us. So the next song on the album is called Pieces of Eight. This one is kind of... the album, as you've probably noticed, the first two songs are kind of leading us somewhere. So this one, the chorus is, the children of God are breaking down the door, telling you everything you want to hear. So this is our religious number. I hope you dig it.
With the stars and screaming silver jet planes, the
The next song is called Fail Safe, and I wrote this one with Anthony Payne. I think another song that I drew a lot from cinema, I guess, there was a film called Fail Safe, and you know, you may recall that the fail safe point is the point of no return for B-52 bombers deployed to counterattack Russia if a nuclear attack is launched by Russia. So the song really isn't about that, but it's suggested that there is a point that we reach as a society where there is, you've crossed the Rubicon, whether it's in your own life or someone that you know. So I hope you dig Fail Safe. The next song here is called Matador, written by myself and Damien Fitzgerald. And, well, you may recall the scene in Failsafe where the president is having this dream that he's the Matador. And he's the killer being hunted by the prey sort of thing. And, you know, you don't know whether, you know, he's going to slay the beast or the beast is going to slay him type thing. So yeah, in Matador, we introduce you to some unsavoury individuals. That's kind of where that one goes and what's a little bit behind it. Hi, I'm Gary Gray from Sacred Cowboys, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. The next song is called Split, and I wrote this one again with Damien. This song finishes side one, and I guess it is the outcome of the opening track. We have heavens in the firing line, glittering fingers, golden spines, broken comrades in the dungeons, inside the myths of the future. And I guess that's a pretty good time to split. And that's where side one finishes.
A shadow of another sacrifice to cold winds blowing, another door slams in the fourth world. It's time to split. You've got skin in the game. It's time to split. It's all the same. Heaven's in the firing line. killing comrades in the dungeons. Inside the myths of the future, it's time to split. You got skin in the game. It's time to split. It's all the same.
Welcome now to side two of In the Manifesto, the new Sacred Cowboys album. The first song is called Ambient Brain, which I wrote with Anthony. And this song is really kind of where you find true rock and roll meeting a dysfunctional individual who manages to stumble through ignorance to the next stage of his existence.
The brand he didn't smoke, the car he fell in love with, the wife he'd drive insane, no water he could carry. Ambient brain on the astral plane. Ambient brain on the astral plane. Shot down, unsatisfactory. Sure there must be something more. Let's burn down the store. were shot down. Emmy and Bray on the Astro Plane. Signify nothing to the starry night. Emmy and Bray on the Astro Plane. Signify nothing.
The story continues where we have our single, actually, which will be from this side two of this record. It's called Cosmic Circus Escapees. And I guess with our dysfunctional individual in Ambient Brain, the only logical thing to do is to escape to the remotest parts of the galaxy, to a planet with a diamond mountain and jewels that will make you sell your soul.
Song is Dreamcatcher in the Rye, written with Mark Ferry, and thank you to Holden Caulfield and Catcher in the Rye for inspiring this tune.
Game is over. Yeah, I know why. questions. Nothing stays the same. I saw it there, dream catcher in the rise. They lost it there, dream catcher in the rise. Chevrolet down on the floor. In the dirt and gasoline, she cried. Going down across the track. That freight train keeps on coming. I saw it there, dream catcher in the rise. Back in time, dream catcher in the rise. Of a mountain, everybody falling into the canyon. There's no one left to save them. I saw it there, dream catcher in the rock.
The next song we have for you is the first song that we wrote with our Reformed Sacred Cowboys. It's called The Psychedelic Shooter. I wrote this one with Anthony Payne. And, well, you know, I guess it's kind of about what sort of... tripped out reality could any of us find ourselves in for reasons that we can't really imagine at this moment in time in the now. So imagine you're a guy who finds himself on a rooftop taking shots at some sort of political leader and then wishing that he'd taken a few lessons in marksmanship, perhaps. And this enjoyable psychedelic tune should transport you to that state of self-awareness where you're completely uncertain about what you may do next.
You say it's a sham, an ordinary steel, Russian roulette, and she spins the wheel. Culture, she said, is a safety catch undone. Ammunition spare held you till the end. This steel was always coming.
Okay, moving through side two of the album, the next track is called Blast Radius Blues. I reckon it's self-explanatory, but probably it ain't. Have a listen and give Dr. Gonzo a ring with your comments.
Silver.
Final track is called Zero Gravity. Wrote this one with Damien Fitzgerald, and I think it's the point where you really just need to chill out and let go. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the trip through In the Manifesto. It's a wild ride and it's rock and roll, and I'm sure you'll really love it. The album In the Manifesto is being released on Torn and Frayed Records in Australia and Beast Records France simultaneously. The album is being launched in Australia at the Tote on the 14th of February 2026 with In Support Roller One, and Mike Mulholland is DJ for the event. So get out there, get in the manifesto. See you soon. Thanks, Dr. Gonzo.
There is zero gravity. No.
just yet. Roaming infinity, nothing out there to see. Driving impulse engine, logic free distortion. Out there in zero gravity, nothing is heavy anymore. Out there in zero gravity.
Is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by...
Hi, I'm Gary Gray from Sacred Cowboys. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thanks to Gary Gray for those introductions with tracks from the new Sacred Cowboys album, In the Manifesto. Dr. Gonzo here, and yeah, this week's show is a pretty special one, a particularly memorable episode of And This One's Introduced By, featuring the great Gary Gray. I'm sad to say that this is actually my last episode of the program. I've been doing radio here at 3CR for over 10 years now, Planet X, Music Matters, and this one, And This One's Introduced By. I really want to thank all the staff and volunteers at 3CR for their support over the years, especially Michaela, Loretta, Inez, and Joe. Big thanks too to all the artists who came into the studio to record intros or sent them in from interstate and from all over the world. Special thanks to the legendary Jack Howard for the beautiful intro and outro theme music. And of course, without the artists, there is no show. And thank you for listening to Dr. Gonzo and This One's Introduced By here on 3CR. Let's hope for a few miracles in 2026. Less war, more peace, more love. I've got a selection of soul and gospel lined up for you now, and I hope you enjoy it. We're starting with the Isley Brothers, a reminder to listen to the music. Then it's Life and Death by Chairman of the Board from their Skin I'm In album from 1974. After that, Come to Mama, a single by Ann Peebles that she released in 1975. And we'll finish with a gospel take on Bob Dylan's I Pity the Poor Immigrant, originally from his 1967 album, John Wesley Harding, given a beautiful gospel treatment by Marion Williams on her album, The New Message, from 1971. Thanks for listening to my last episode of, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio 3CR. And don't forget to listen to the music. Yeah.
Like rain. Who love itself.